Podcast episode number 137. Today is the 23rd of August 2022, and I'm your host, Stacy. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Speak Up.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
We will be happy to share your coming out stories, as much as we can, with anonymity, but we will always respect your wishes and those of your organizations. Speak Up hopes that this will help preserve the Speak Up legacy, which is frosted in digital time, and may serve as a resource for some bystanders. At this point, Speak Up wishes to once again thank all of the authors, guest editors, commenters, and lurkers who have made Speak Up the dynamic community that it has been throughout its tenure. We received almost 200 submissions, which can be seen here, and together with the above-mentioned teams, chose one winner to publish in a double-issue year-end special. A long debate about Speak Up, representing a new generation, followed, and it was passionate. Ironically, the review, and subsequent dialogue about logo changes, which, for the most part, was seldom favorable to the new design, infuriated many Speak Up readers the wrong way, and a few complaints followed. The design industry, in turn, was vocal in its giving, and Speak Up served as one of the more visible platforms for voicing resentment back then. From this point forward, reviewing changes in business and branding identities became the Speak Up mainstay. Design students needed more writing, and the remote classes were a way Speak Up found that we could encourage it. The University of Portland is asking all our students, faculty, and staff to have a willingness to engage in conversations that honor all people's backgrounds and promote inclusive communities. We are asking members of the campus community to speak out and to report perceived incidents of observable or experienced interactions that are discriminatory or harassing. Compass Group encourages everyone who has a stake in Compass operations to speak up if anything does not seem right, or they have concerns regarding potential inappropriate behavior or other inappropriate circumstances or conduct, including behavior that is not consistent with our Code of Business Conduct and the Compass Group Code of Ethics. The Nestle Speak Up reporting system enables anyone within Nestle, and any outside stakeholders of Nestle, to raise potential instances of non-compliance with the Nestle Corporate Business Principles, Code of Business Conduct, and our values, which are grounded in respect. Speak Up, Nestle's non-compliance reporting system, provides a specialized channel of communication for all Nestle employees and all other external stakeholders to report concerns about non-compliance. To strengthen our Speak Up culture, in April 2021, we launched a global, unified internal and external reporting channel, Speak Up for non-compliance concerns and questions. A company with a strong Speak Up culture is one in which all employees feel safe coming forward to raise concerns and questions, doing so without fear of reprisal. Employees coming forward, if their corporate culture is strong, feel assured that management will properly follow up with their reports and take action when needed. You can make a report to the TitleX team online, via email, over the phone, or in person. All information submitted through the Speak Up online form will be reviewed during the business hours of Notre Dame. In addition, you will be alerted of other events related to youth outreach and education. Speak Up for Kids resources. Speak Up for Kids Day includes a comprehensive schedule of events, including visits with lawmakers in the Capitol. Participants receive training and support needed to effectively advocate on issues most important to Colorado children. Your donation will help those programs grow, allowing Speak Up to reach even more girls living in poverty in Bangladesh. Whatever your circumstances, keep these six steps in mind to help you stand up against daily prejudice. When you spot something that is ethically problematic, come across hurtful language, or disagree with the popular opinion, speaking up can be difficult. While we all like to think that we will say something in those situations if we see something, we are astoundingly poor at anticipating what we are going to feel in the circumstances ahead, and for a wide range of cognitive reasons, speaking up can be incredibly hard to do in the moment. For instance, when we learned the verb sprechen, speak, and the noun sprach, speech, language, we wondered if we had missed an R or the Germans had inserted one. In speaking, as in life, we need to appreciate the difference between believing that you are going to be successful, and suggesting that it is going to be easy. You need to be clear that you are not trying to take someone down, and that you are not necessarily attributing bad intentions to anyone. While you cannot anticipate the details of every situation, creating a blueprint of how to talk about things can greatly increase your chances of doing so when the time comes. Your hotline can accomplish all the above only if you are collecting a sufficient volume of reports, and this is where your speak-up culture, or lack of it, becomes your greatest strength. This prize is founded on transdisciplinary teamwork principles. Everybody has the right to care, and everybody has the right to speak up. The mission of Speak Up is to educate students, families, and communities on the opioid epidemic and provide awareness about Maryland's Good Samaritan Law. Of course, Speak Up could continue with this list forever, and maybe as time goes by, we will add some other of these vibrant forms, too, when we remember something else.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Stacy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.